Mais oui. Ça, c'est ton métier.
Ouais, c'est bien.
Oui, almost a quarter of an hour. Late. Right. I hope we all have copies of the program with us. In case we don't, please do indicate so that it can be made available to you. If you don't have a copy of the program, please do indicate so that it can be made available to you. And secondly, may we make a request that please let's have our cellular phones off. Let's have our cellular phones off because as we are engaging, the proceedings are being recorded. So if the phone rings, even if it's on silent, it affects the recording. Nothing will be recorded. So we will not want that to happen. So please, let's just switch them off for the duration of the hearing. I'm sure it will not take us a long time. And we'll be back on our phone. I want to welcome the Department of Defense and military veterans. Well, unfortunately, we have no list of people who are here, but that's not a train smash, because I can identify faces and we'll talk to the faces. Mr. Mtumi, welcome. I'm starting with you because that's where we were the last time we engaged. But through the grapevine, I have learned that we have a new Secretary for Defense. We want to welcome her and wish her all of the best in your other life as the transport head. We had numerous interactions, and we're delighted to see you resurfacing now in military uniform. We were quite happy, but we also want to welcome General Matanzim. We met. And we had this understanding, and now here you are again. Yeah, well, it talks to the time that has taken place since we last met and how things have moved. Now, I want us to start. Yes?
Chair, thank you. At our last hearing, the minister actually indicated that she wanted to be with us today. Has she sent you any kind of apology or any kind of expression of intent to be here later on? Are we still expecting her? What is the position?
No, we were going to take care of that. The minister is coming. She's around. I'm sure she can hear you where she is. And I'm sure that I thought that the department would talk to that before we proceed. So it's something that is taken care of. DG, we would want to give you in a delegation the opportunity to introduce yourself, and then the Auditor General. We want to thank you very much. We fully understand that it was not an easy thing to get you here because of the program within the AG's office. So we want to thank you for having made time and having prioritized to be here with us. really appreciated, and it's a sign of your level of commitment to assisting the process of oversight in Parliament. Thank you very much. Well, you will introduce yourselves, National Treasury, and then Members of Parliament will introduce themselves. And then we can continue with our engagement. Search for Defense.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members of ASCOPA. We would like to introduce our delegation. I think what will be easy is for all the members to introduce themselves. I'm Lieutenant General Titi Matanzima, the Acting Secretary for Defense. Thank you.
Thanks, Secretary. Chairman to me, Director General, Military Veterans.
Honorable Chairperson, my name is Mbumi Mbofu. I am the Secretary for Defense Designate.
Good morning, Honorable Chairman. I am the Acting Chief Financial Officer, Roger Rotenbach.
Good morning. My name is Tops Kamede. I'm the Chief of Policy Strategy and Planning.
Good morning, Chair and members, honorable members. Name is Derek, surname is Mkwebi, rank Lieutenant General, Chief HR in the Department of Defense. Thank you.
Major General Brazzoli, I am the Government Information Technology Officer for the Department of Defense.
Good morning, Chair, members of Parliament. I'm Major General Justice Nkonyane, Chief of Logistics.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Dumisani Zaza. I am Chief Director of Strategic Management. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the SCOPA. My name is Sipiwe Lamini. I'm responsible for communications.
Good morning, Chair and members. I'm Major General Nguli Sipetane, Inspector General of the Department of Defense.
Good morning, Chairman and the committee. My name is Major General Lakingema. I'm Chief Air Policy and Plans in the Air Force. I'm standing in for the Chief of the Air Force today.
Morning, Chair and MPs. My name is Intimes Kosana, responsible for Media and Parliamentary Affairs in the Deputy Minister's Office.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Mfano Kwan Slajwayo. I am at the Office of the Minister.
Morning. My name is Mabandi Wu. I'm in the Minister's Office.
Good morning. My name is Clarence Chitereke. I'm in the Minister's Office.
Thank you very much. AG?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Musa Hlongwa. I'm the business executive responsible for the audit of Department of Defense. On my right hand, I've got the senior manager, Tien Ilof, also responsible for the audit of the Department of Defense.
Morning all. My name is Naveen Singh from National Treasury.
Good morning all. Peterson from National Treasury Public Finance, responsible for the Department of Defense budget.
Okay, thanks very much. May we have members of Parliament also introducing themselves? Tambi?
Good morning. My name is Faith Mutambi, member of SCOPA.
Good morning, Sarah Mayen, member of this committee.
Morning, everyone. Trevor Bonham, member of SCOPA.
Good morning. I am General Singh. I mean, sorry, Naren Singh, member of SCOPA.
Good morning. My name is David Maney. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans and an alternate member on SCOPA.
Good morning, my name is Mark Steele, member of SCOPA.
Good morning, Peter Turius, member of SCOPA.
Hello, Roy Ainsley, member of SCOPA.
Lina Laka ke Lorraine Mashiani, ke le loko la SCOPA.
Kamala Mumanda Mbili, SCOPA.
Members of Parliament, third members of Parliament, irrespective of whether they are SCOPA or not.
Oh, Sanbonani, Kamalami, Ngomosawenkosi Mlambo, a member of Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans. Thank you.
I'm Ali Mazuya, Defense and Veterans.
Good morning. Nomfanelo Mabhedla, member of Committee Member of Defense and Military Veterans. Morning, Chair, all of you. I'm Shane Mkabateli, Chairperson of Joint Standing Committee on Defense. Thank you.
I'm Denny Kekana, member of the committee, alternate member, actually.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm Comrade Temba Godi. I chair this committee. Right. Thanks for the clarity. I wasn't sure whether you already assumed your post or you still designate. Now I understand where we're at. General Matanzi, we want to welcome you and the department. You will recall that our first encounter was, I think, the 2nd of February this year, and somehow we could not conclude or finalize our engagement, and we felt we would need to re-engage. And it does appear that in the course of the past 2 months, we have been struggling to find a date that will be mutually suitable for both of us, more especially in the context of our request that in the subsequent engagement, we would want that the minister should also be available, and in terms of the correspondences that have been going back and forth between our offices, it appears that we have reached some understanding about engaging today. So we would want to go ahead and engage. I'm not sure if there's anything from your side that you would want to clarify, except that I see that today you have a new acting CFO, and yet when you were here in February, I distinctly remember that it was a lady, certainly not a man, who was an acting CFO, who I believe that with the then acting Secretary for Defense would be of great help in terms of talking to the issues under review. Unless if I can't remember faces, but is he not here? And why was he left out?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. First, I would like to indicate that we had some discussions with the minister, and according to our discussions, it is going to be available today. The time we proposed, 9 o'clock, I'm sure she will be getting in touch with the Honorable Chairperson. With regard to the acting CFO, we have the new acting CFO, Mr. Rottenbach, but the outgoing acting CFO was also invited, but she is not very well. So she may not be here today, but it is not a problem. We have prepared
to deal with the issues that will be raised with her. She knows what is going to be our responses if there are questions.
What does the minister getting in touch with me mean, and what is its implication in terms of the hearing now?
Can I say something? On this issue, may I say something on this issue?
Which one?
On this, the presence of the minister.
Well, I'm actually asking him a question. Just before I give you, what does the minister getting in touch with me mean or imply in relation to this current hearing or this sitting?
I'm indicating that Honorable Chairperson.
It's me, the chairperson of the Defense Committee and Military Veterans.
No, I want him to respond first.
No, I thought that I wanted to help you.
No, he should be the first line of help because he's the accounting officer of the department. I want an administrative response first, and then I'll get a political response later.
As far as the department is concerned, we have prepared what we thought would be asked by the committee. But as far as the minister is concerned, as I have indicated, that she would be talking to you.
So the long and the short of your response is that she's not going to be here.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's the point I wanted to clear. But
no.
I said, what does it mean in relation to the sitting now?
The minister indicated that she will be talking to you. As far as when, what time she will be appearing in front of the committee or discussing with the committee. But I do not know exactly when that will be happening. But as far as the department is concerned, we are all here.
That part is very clear. Okay. Yes, Comrade.
No, Chairperson, I had consulted with the minister. I wanted to have some understanding. She won't be available.
Please, we had made a request that cellular phones should be off.
No, I had really consulted with the Chairperson, and then I said I had a consultation with her this morning, Chairperson, as the chair of the committee and assessing of the situation. I then asked and appealed to her that it would be nice that we should allow the even whatever correspondence just entered into.
Can you just draw the mic a little closer to you?
Yes. Okay. Now, what I'm saying, the minister is not going to be available. I've asked her not to. After we've had a discussion, that we would come around and start to get the portfolio committee, but we really want to proceed and not to be available at this particular moment.
Can you hear the comrade at the back?
No,
they can't.
Yeah.
Please come. Just talk to the.
I'm talking to the mic, Chairperson.
I'm talking in terms of distance between you and the mic.
You must also listen, Chairperson.
The
I'm saying that she's not available.
Just a minute. I think that the two officials from the National Treasury were not gossiping, and they indicated that they are not hearing what he's saying.
Then I respect your meeting.
No, I'm talking to Comrade Roy.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I respect your meeting. No, I was saying the Chairperson, I saw that as the portfolio chair of the committee, I had an engagement with the minister around the processes, and the day of my availability, I had assessed the situation. I then proceeded that today she should not be available. Make herself available. She should come back to you and explain and communicate to you, and find a proper date for her to come and explain exactly what it is that she understands about this, what happened, and the issues that the department is supposed to explain to you. She must make a date available to you. Her understanding was not, of exactly what is going to happen today. After I've consulted the whip of the is I hear that this is a continuation, this is a hearing, and I thought that maybe it's important that it doesn't get disrupted. But with due respect, she really, after I had persuaded her, I thought I was going to arrive early to come and speak to you and persuade you to allow her not to be available today and arrange a proper date again.
So, Comrade Chair, if I understand you well, she's not here on your advice.
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to just have the facts cleared. Memangena, Singh, and then Comrade Mashia.
Okay.
Chairperson.
All right.
Thank you very much. I really don't understand why it's Comrade Nyami saying that he talked to the minister and advised her not to come here. I, for one, I saw the minister this morning. I saw her going into the chief whip's office. And I don't understand why did he say that, because she said she's supposed to come to Skop. And we said she must come to Skop, not to the committee. We wanted her here. I mean, like other ministers. We had Nkosazana Zuma together with Malusi on Friday. Kante, who's better than who? Thank you.
No, just a minute, Comrade. If there's anything to respond, just note it. Honorable Singh?
Thank you, Chairperson, colleagues. Good morning. If my memory serves me correctly, and I think I have an elephant's memory, we postponed the last meeting because of the seriousness of the issues that were reflected in the Auditor General's report, with a specific request that the minister attend the next briefing. And I think we are here months after the last briefing because we wanted a date from the minister. And I, as a member of the committee, would have thought that the chairperson of our committee and the minister would have spoken to each other and agreed on this particular date as the date to continue the hearing. More than that, Chairperson, soon after our hearing, there were media statements by the Honorable Minister indicating indicating whatever, we know what she said. And I think that in itself, those statements, behoves her to be here. And I don't know whether it's even worthwhile proceeding with anything, because we had the department here before. We spent some hours, we were not satisfied. We wanted the minister here, and if the minister acts, she's got executive responsibility for this department. And if she's acting on advice and instructions from chairpersons of committees and anybody else, then she must reconsider where she gets her advice from. But I would think, as a member, that she should have been here.
Right. Marcian. Then Comrade Roy.
Thank you, Chairperson. Partly Honorable Singh has covered me. Where I'm seated, I don't understand why actually the officials from the department came here. Because all of us understand and will remember the decision which was taken by this committee around issues and why we would need the minister to hear. And I want to support Honorable Singh, Chairperson, in saying if the minister is not going to be coming, all of us should better leave this room. Because the issues raised in that meeting needed the minister to be here. And worst of all, you're seeing new faces again. But let me pause there.
Comrade Roy?
No, there's much value in this debate. We are now beginning to eat into our hearing time. I want to suggest that we receive an explanation as to why the minister is not present, that we continue with the hearing. There seems maybe to have been some confusion as to whether this is in fact a continuation of the last hearing, or if it is a separate meeting to deal specifically in the presence of the minister with some of the issues we dealt with last time. There seems to be some confusion around that. And so I want to really, after listening to Mr. Boyer, I want to suggest that this meeting now continue. We proceed as planned.
Tim?
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like it to be noted that I think it personally and on behalf of my party, it is outrageous that the chairperson of the Department of Defense and Military Veterans should have advised the minister not to have attended a SCOPA meeting. We had a distinct understanding that the minister wanted to be at this hearing, and we as SCOPA wanted to engage with her. And if any other portfolio committee has intruded, as it were, on that understanding that we had, then I think that's extremely unfortunate. And we haven't had a proper explanation, I believe, either.
Thanks, Chairperson. We obviously engaging on an issue without the facts on the table. chairperson. It's not secretive. We have just engaged the minister. The minister has a different understanding of this hearing as opposed to the continuation. She believes that this was a different meeting altogether as opposed to the continuation of the meeting of the 2nd of February. In that regard, maybe because all of us, or most of us, we are not privy to the conversation of the minister with the chairperson in relation to this. I will then advise, because I wouldn't want us to go out there and speculate. Let us have the facts on the table. The chairperson is in a position of the correspondence between himself and the minister. Maybe that will assist us to understand where these different views came from. But she is definitely of the view that this meeting is not about the continuation of the 2nd of February 2010.
I want to give Pretoria, I think you wanted to respond to something, comrade. Let me give Pretoria so that we were able to tie this down.
Just one remark in support of my colleague here. If I recall correctly, there was correspondence between the minister and yourself, and I don't have a copy of the letter with me now, where the minister apologized previously for not being able to attend the meeting because she had to go to, I think it was Uganda. And on that basis, we accepted that, provided that she attends today. So something politically must have happened between then and now, and we need to know what the situation is. Why? What's the reason for the minister not coming?
Yeah, maybe let's do it this way, because I don't think it will be proper, comrade, to put you on the spot on this issue. My firm position will be that it's unfortunate, General Matanzima, that the minister is not sitting next to you, because having her here was the reason why we had several postponements. So I see my staff is scuttling around looking for all the correspondences, because the first postponement was when she went to England and indicated that I would definitely love to be part of this engagement, but I'm going to England. If you can help it, postpone. Postponed. The next time was when she went to Uganda, when we only learned in the morning of the hearing that the department is not coming. And we accepted that. And then later on, it was the confirmation for today. Now, before I go to the details, I want to be clear that as chairperson, I don't think we're going to continue with this hearing under these circumstances. And I think it's very unfortunate, because these people used government money to come here. I understand that there are issues that the minister would want clear to the committee. And I'm sure that a different route could have been used. I can tell you, on Friday we had a hearing with Home Affairs. The Minister of Home Affairs picked a phone and called me on issues that she felt needed to be sorted out. When there were others, she called me to her office. We cleared those things. And when we went to the hearing on Friday, there were no issues. Were able to have a good hearing. And she was the first minister, and hopefully not the last, to be given an applause by members of the committee when she responded at the end of the hearing. And it is that spirit that would like to continue. I don't think that there would have been any issue if a similar, very simple thing was made to say, Chairperson, there are issues I am not happy with, I'm not cleared about, can we clear them first? Then we clear those things, and then we're able to continue. But let me say that I became concerned on Friday when I received a correspondence from the minister indicating that today's meeting is her meeting. She is calling us to a meeting, and it has nothing to do with the review. I then wrote to her, just so that there is clarity, that from our side there was never any confusion.
and this is the letter. It's short, I'll read it. SCOPA had its review of the then DOD 2008-09 annual report on the 2nd of February. That review was suspended midway to be reconvened with your attendance at a later date. Since then, our interaction with the department has been to find dates suitable for both of us. Thus, when the date of the 20th April was proposed, we understood it to be for purpose of finalizing that review, which we suspended on the 2nd February 2010. The communication from the head of ministry dated 15 April 2010 seems to confirm this understanding. Thus, your letter of the same date seems to throw some confusion about the purpose of the meeting. To us, it is supposed to finish the review meeting we had in February. If it's to be anything else, then we were not aware. Even if it was to be, as stated in your letter, it would have been a difficult situation for us to go to a meeting without knowing what the business of that meeting is and for us to respond to that context. We would like to have convergence on the purpose of the meeting for it to be fruitful. And she responded on the 18th, which is Sunday, review meeting with SCOPA 20 April 2010. Thank you for your letter of the 16th April 2010 in response to my letter of 15 April 2010. The review meeting between SCOPA and the Department of Defense will continue on Tuesday 20th April 2010 as confirmed in earlier correspondence. Both the Deputy Minister of Defense and Military Veterans and I will attend, but one of us would need to leave early for a meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans, which is scheduled for the same time. The meeting that I asked for is a separate meeting as detailed in the letter I have written to you, and I suggest to start this meeting at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. So there was never any confusion about the purpose of this meeting and the fact that she and the Deputy Minister will be in attendance. Now, fact of the matter is that she's not here. She might not be here. And it is clear, because there's a subsequent letter that she wrote on the same date, that the meeting she's requesting with us, because as you would have noted in my letter, indicated that there's no clarity about what it is that she wants to talk to us. The meeting that I request with SCOPA will deal specifically with the numerous and negative comments made by members of SCOPA, as reported in the media. See copies attached. These were made in my absence and quite clearly without giving me the opportunity to respond. I'm making myself available so that we can deal with each comment and I have the opportunity to respond to it. I think it is only the right thing to do. Its inalienable rights premise itself on the fact that as a member of parliament and bearing the title honorable, that which would attach any dishonorable motive to myself should be based on factual evidence. So my understanding is that the meeting that she would have liked to have had with us was to deal with these issues in the second letter. But insofar as this meeting was concerned, I'm clear that there was no confusion about its purpose. However, it might as well be that a very simple process of interaction did not take place and became very, very costly. And I have said unofficially to the designated secretary, the acting secretary, last night when we met at the airport, but please, 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 this engagement is just about exchange of facts and information, nothing more. Let's not build things into it that are not there, that are not supposed to be there. But be that as it may, I'm saying that acting DG, the purpose of the meeting, I'm sure if you go to your office and ask for all the correspondence from our side, they are very clear in terms of what they expect, especially the letter that was sent to her. It is the executive authority inviting you to come and observe hearing the proceedings. So I think that for us to be able to pass smoothly on this one, we need to interact with the minister and clear the issues that seem to be of such great concern to her. And then be able to proceed with the meeting. I would want us to close it at that. If you can help it.
if you can help it, please. So that I don't want us to go into anything else or make speculations about this and that and this. I don't want us to go into that. The fact of the matter is that the minister is not here and he's not going to be here today. And that's it.
Chairperson, I just wanted to place something on record, and that is that you represented us as a chairperson very well in the content of your letter to the Honourable Minister. It's abundantly clear that there was no misunderstanding, no confusion. But I think the contents of the Honourable Minister's letter to you is even more reason why the Honourable Minister and the Deputy should have been here. Because we'll have a hearing. Tomorrow we'll read in the paper that we shouldn't have said what we said. So I want to once again move that this hearing be suspended until we have further negotiations with the Minister and the Department. It's unfortunate, like you said, that so much money has been spent for officials to come here.
Okay. Acting Secretary?
Honorable Chair, I would like just to ask if it is not possible for you to have just a recess so that we can phone the Minister and report back. Just a few minutes.
I hear and appreciate your predicament, and I fully sympathize with your position, and we fully understand your position as official. Like you said, you are here, you are prepared, but unfortunately the processes had been set up the way they were, and we think it would not assist us greatly to handle them otherwise. So just bear with us. I think we'll endeavor from our side to say let's engage and clear whatever is apparently there, so that we can be able to go forward. Right, comrades, the meeting is adjourned.
Good evening, sir.
Are you good?
Good.
You had the chair.
Wait a minute, sir.
How are you? Well, you had
the chair. How are you?
They were just after the COVID, they were hit this thing.